How you doing, everybody, and welcome back to Keeping It Real with Two L's, because our lessons learned will lessen your L's. I'm here with
Calvin Thompson.
Calvin Thompson. Calvin's coming on just to share a little bit about his experience through Recovery Resources of Atlanta. We are a recovery community organization / addiction recovery support center that really is just helping anybody in need, of services and help to better, understand either their situation and or live independently. It could be also just to kind of jumpstart whatever they're, already working on and help them kind of proceed down this path we call life, this human condition. So how'd you find Recovery Resources of Atlanta?
I found Recovery Sources of Atlanta through my friends at the Covenant House.
What's the Covenant House?
The Covenant House is a shelter helping us, get better at what we do, helping us find jobs and, help us finding houses and, helping us get through life.
Nice. That's incredible. So you've come here. You've been coming for, about a week now? A little over a week? 2 weeks?
Like here?
Yeah.
I would say a week now.
A week now?
Yeah, a week now.
Nice. So what has, in terms of the programming and the stuff that we got going on, or maybe not even the program, maybe it's the atmosphere, what have you liked the most about coming here?
I mean, coming here just makes me feel a little bit safe. It makes me feel like I can relax and, ease up just a bit. And it helps me learn new things about myself.
That's amazing. That's incredible. What have you learned so far, or have you made friends or peers? Or I know because you got brought over, but who asked you to come through?
Ty.
Ty?
Yes.
Nice. Ty's a good dude. What have you learned about yourself?
Well, during one of the video games or the activities, Corey had showed me that I am comfortable with staying inside my box.
Mm-hmm.
I keep going and going inside my box, but I never just step out of my comfort zone. And when I realize that I don't step out of my comfort zone, I seem to just keep going and going, hitting every corner of the box until it's full.
All right.
And he taught me that if I step out of my comfort zone a little bit more, I could see things in a new way and experience different things without having to literally just, being uncomfortable.
Right. And that is kind of where, growth happens, right? Yeah. Right outside of your comfort zone, a little bit uncomfortable. Well, it's nice. So you're talking about Recovery Respawn, the program that we have here that's catered for, young adults and their wants, their needs around video games, right?
Yeah.
But you play the video game and then Corey will check in, about your experience around it. And yeah. I think that's rad, that he kind of noticed that about you, because it is true. Right outside of our comfort zone is where growth is going to happen, where you're going to experience something a little bit uncomfortable. But what I imagine is that in different settings, you're not the ability to kind of put that all together and to have that kind of moment of clarity, is not capable. But here, because you said you're more comfortable, you're allowed to be relaxed, that experience is allowed to happen, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's incredible. So that's a win for Corey and Recovery Respawn. That's rad. I did not, I'm learning more and more about how effective this program, can be, Recovery Respawn, in terms of using gaming to, find out a little bit about yourself. Have you learned anything else through the Recovery Respawn or the gaming?
Yeah, I also learned that if I keep inside my comfort zone, I won't be able to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually out there playing with one of my friends, Percy, and she is like, oh, this is what you're doing wrong, but I'm going to teach you a little bit. And me and her are out there just playing the game, I win some, she wins some, but as I'm going, I'm learning to step out of my comfort zone.
That's amazing, and that's the... So... So great. So we got stuff that, you know, you came through here, you've learned a little bit. What do you hope, you know, through some of the stuff that we've talked about, like, what do you hope you can, you know, in terms of stepping out of your comfort zone or learn, what do you hope to learn or get out of, you know, coming to Recovery Resources of Atlanta?
Maybe, well, what I'm trying to learn is maybe taking risks isn't so bad. Stepping out of one's comfort zone can eventually make them better than what they are now. Mm-hmm. And that is what I'm getting out of this,
mm-hmm.
really. So,
has there been anything said in terms of programming or whatnot? And I'm kind of leading you into this one because we had an interesting conversation about music, you know, and we are in the studio and we have talked about getting some, you know, machines, you know, that create, you know, different beats and all the rest of that kind of jazz. You know, how would you in the perfect world, what would that look like? What would an hour in a studio look like for you, you know, in pushing your dreams forward?
Well, my dream is to become like a musician, like one of the top musicians. But for me, it would be like a dream come true because I make my own beats and I do dubstep, hip hop, R&B. I just feel what I feel and put it into a beat.
Nice.
Like if I'm feeling generally sad, I'll make it into a beat. If I'm feeling happy or overwhelmed, I'll put it into a beat. And people seem to enjoy my music because it's not the way I feel that I put into it.
Mm-hmm.
It also helps people feel the same way what I'm feeling. And I like how I can just put my feelings onto lyrics, beats, and just go all the way and just make people feel good.
Right. Sharing that, you know, creative expression, and there's unity in that, right? There's like togetherness, you know, especially, you know, when people create lyrics or beats or something like that, makes you feel something, you know, more sad or whatnot, you know, it's like you can connect with people on that level. So you don't feel as alone. You're like, wow, you're feeling that too. You know, so you've been there too. So then you can kind of have that conversation, you know, it's kind of, you know, that, and I think that's incredible. So what program are you using right now to make your, to make beats
or
to make your music?
Right now I'm just making beats off my phone using an app that I found, FL Studio Mobile.
What's it called?
FL Studio Mobile.
All right. FL Studio Mobile. And then we are, so we have free, we record this on GarageBand, you know, which has some, you know, functionality to create beats. We edit it on Audacity, but we're moving into a new software, probably through Adobe, you know, and Creative Suites. I think it's Logic Pro X or Logic X is going to be where we can do that. But we have another potential staff member who actually creates concerts, and it's jazz concerts. But within that process, he's met a lot of people that have a lot of resources in terms of getting the actual beat machines. Do you know what, do you know like the names of any of them that I'm talking
about? One of them, I think it was called an FA40.
Uh-huh.
Is a general beat machine that's only used, I think, like rarely nowadays.
Okay.
Because back then they only used that just to make, you know, the little fancy beats.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think they use it anymore.
Nice.
The new models are kind of, you know, kind of messy.
Right.
But they are good too, but I can't remember the name to them.
No, it's all right. But and like any other program, like you move from, you know, GarageBand to Logic Pro, or you move from iMovie, you know, to, you know, Premiere Pro, that move, there's so much to learn. There's so much, like you said, messy. It's so complicated, you know, just to sit down and kind of make it happen. And that is what's kind of rad in terms of using your cell phone is it's user friendly for somebody. Because, like, have you had any education around music or anything like that?
I think since I was like 10, I started getting into music. And as growing up, I used to sing for my grandma and, you know, just make beats all around.
Nice.
Make like a few lyrics here, a few lyrics there, and you know, it just impressed people.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we are going to find a way to showcase some of your tracks, you know, lyrics, songs, and I think that's going to happen potentially even later on today. And we'll see if we can add some of your own created music to the very beginning and the very end of this here podcast, you know, so that we can get a little taste of what's to come. And again, we are in a bare bones. I mean, look, you know, when we look around, it's a converted closet with a table,
yeah,
two microphones, and a 2007 iMac, you know, which is nice.
It is.
I mean, it's nice, and we're gonna make it work, and we're gonna continue to grow it, because for me personally, creative expression is something in my recovery that I found was necessary. Okay. You know, I do well in public speaking. I do well in front of people, but personally, I'm an introvert, and I love just to sit down in a quiet room with a notepad, you know, pen and paper, and just write my thoughts and my notes, and just kind of get what's in my head, just cluttered up in my head, just out somehow, you know, in a productive way, and it helps me kind of move on, you know, from that moment or that feeling. Is that kind of similar with you?
Yeah, because actually me and my friend, before he moved to Chicago, me and him, we made a song for like one of our favorite YouTubers. It was called Samurai Never Died, but I don't think a lot of people listen to it. But I put it on my SoundCloud,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of my most played tracks.
What's your SoundCloud?
Calvin Thompson.
Calvin Thompson?
Yeah.
You got it. You got Calvin Thompson, man. So I've tried to get my name, and so my name is Jake Roberts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jake Roberts is a old school professional wrestler, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah.
So Jake the Snake Roberts got everything online. So Jake Roberts is gone for the most part, and I think Roberts, you know, in general, is a pretty, you know, more common name, and as well as Jake. Yeah. So I don't get any of it. You know, I got to make up my own. Thanks. That's cool. So SoundCloud, we can find you. And how do you spell that?
CalvinThompson.
Nice. All right. And we're going to try and fit one of your tracks. Maybe that one. Can we find a way?
Yeah.
We can get a hold of that one.
Yeah. Because I actually have a copy of it. Two copies of it. And it's on my SoundCloud. And it's on YouTube.
So talk me through that one. That one's about a... What's it?
Towards? It's about a... YouTuber that, you know, enjoys making content. He hasn't came back yet, but
that's all right.
He's like on a break, and right. Me and him made the song for him originally because, you know, he got us through some tough times when we were feeling down, sad,
right?
You know, and he was like, "Yo, I know y'all probably feeling, you know, this way or that way, and you know, I just want to show y'all that I love y'all."
Mm-hmm.
So he keeps making content after content, and it's like. Just makes everyone happy.
Nice. Nice. And so he's on a break right now?
Yes.
All right. We're hoping he comes back.
Yeah.
All right. So, we're growing our audience too. So not to say that this is going to skyrocket, but it's going to be another venue where you can show this track. And, you know, we'll put it at the end of this. So one more time, where you can find it and the name of the track, and then when we cut this, you know, we'll start playing the track. So what is it?
The name of the track is Samurai Never Die. You can find it on SoundCloud and YouTube. And what was the last one?
It was dedicated to
our favorite YouTuber, and I would like to give a shout out to him because, nice. You know, he is my favorite, Koryets Kenshin. And I know he is going to come back.
Nice. All right. So this is dedicated to...
Koryets Kenshin.
Nice. And the name of the track is...
Samurai Never Die.
Samurai Never Die. And you can find it at...
SoundCloud and Instagram.
Nice.
SoundCloud at Calvin Thompson. Instagram... YouTube at Oasi. It's Oasi.
All right. And then we'll drop that one in a minute. This has been Keeping It Real with 2 L's, because our lessons learned will lessen your L's. Thank you so much.
No problem.
All right, then.
Young master, you must learn that a samurai never dies. This goes out to Koryets Kenshin, the head samurai, the shogun of the shogunate. Now I am my samurai. Samurai slice their late button. Samurai, 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 samurai,